Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. And today is the first of many things. It's the first day of 2020. It's the first day of January. It's also the first The Awesome with Cody episode of the year. And we're beginning a new theme. So this month's theme is going to be a look back at 2019. Each week I'm going to talk about a different type of media. This week is going to be music. So I'm going to talk about a bunch of the albums that I've listened to this year. No particular order other than right around when they were released. Not all of them are around their release date. But I'll list them there and I'll talk a little bit. Not too much because there's a lot of groups that I listen to this year, so I'll go over a little bit of them, probably not too much just as there's so many, but anyhow, so to start off, I am going to talk about, so let's go to the beginning of the month, beginning of the year 2019, of course, last year if you're listening to this. We'll start with the release of, let's see, what album? Oh, I guess we'll do SOS. I guess that was the first album of the year. Did I put that on here? I did. Okay, yeah, that didn't really pull it up. Anyways, SOS was the first new album from Melancholin, is a Swedish punk rock band. That is their first full-length album since 2015, which is also a really good album. This one is really good as well. This one, I guess I'll go over some of the standout songs that I found were standouts. I don't know if anyone else is going to have those as standouts as well. Some of my favorites were Nothing. SOS was a good one. I think For Yesterday was the other one. I should have made better notes of these songs. Yeah, For Yesterday. Did I say From Yesterday? For Yesterday. So the album was released February 15th of 2019. Real fun album. The guys are always really good. They had a long break between not this album, but the album before. Well, it was 4 years between this album and their last album. Back in top form and doing good things. They're doing good stuff. It was a really good, really solid album. Just fun to listen to and had a good time with that one. So it's Melancholin, SOS. Let's see. Next up was Only Things We Love from Black Audio. Black Audio is a group, electronica group, consisting of Davey Havoc and Jade Puget, I think is how you pronounce his name, from AFI fame. I guess Davey Havoc's technically from Dream Car, but no one knows him from Dream Car. This album was released March 15th, 2019. It's like all their albums, it's really solid. It's very well done. Let's see. I made notes on this one. I know I did. Standout songs for this one is The Vials, Infinite Skin. Should have a third one on there, right? I have a third one on there. I said The Vials, I said Infinite Skin. Oh, Unstained, was the other one. And Okay, Alex is a good one too. Again, this one's, if you're a fan of AFI, or Dream Car, if you're a fan of AFI, this is going to be a little different than what you would think of when it comes to AFI. This is electronica, so drum machines and synths and all things like that. Jade produces pretty much all the music. He does the programming, he does the mixing, he plays the keyboards on it. And then Davey writes all the lyrics and does the vocals for the albums. But yeah, that's Only Things We Love by Black Audio, released March 15th of 2019. Next up is an album called American Football by a band called American Football. This is their 30 LP. It's also known as LP3 because it is their third full-length album. It's big one on that one. So they're a rock band from, I don't know where they're from, actually. Somewhere like Nebraska, Ohio, or something like that. I can't remember where they're from. But yeah, they're, some would say emo. It's kind of a shitty term for that. They're rock. I think they're just can be considered a rock outfit. They released one March 22nd, 2019. A couple of standout songs, if you want to check them out, would be Uncomfortably Numb, featuring Hayley Williams from that one band they can't think of right now. Oh my God, what is her band called? Paramore. Yeah, Paramore. So she has vocals on a song called Uncomfortably Numb. The other good one is Silhouettes. Really good song there. And I think that's all the ones I had marked for that one. Oh, Every Wave to Every Rise was the other one I had. I tried to do three songs from each album that I really liked. So that's that one. It's American Football by American Football, or LP3. Released March 22nd, 2019. Those are fireworks you hear in the background because I'm recording this on basically New Year's Eve. So if you hear popping in the background, it's nothing crazy. It's fireworks going off because it is, people are just setting them off. Anyhow, next up, released the same month, March, but on the 29th of 2019, is Trauma by I Prevail. This is their, holy shit, fourth album? No, that's not right. Is it their fourth album? No. Second album, third release, because they had the EP. Third album. I was like, fourth? No, that's right. It is their second full-length album, third release, all on Fearless Records, too. I Prevail, Trauma... fantastic goddamn group. I'm pulling up my notes real quick. So on this album you had Hurricane, Paranoid, and Breaking Down were the three songs that I dug. There's a really so Every Time You Leave actually is a really good song as well, that I enjoyed a lot too, but it didn't make my three best, I guess you could say. But yeah, so that is Trauma by I Prevail. They're I guess you can consider them a metalcore. Are they considered metalcore? Shit, I don't even know. I consider them rock. I'm not too sure what else you would actually call them, but that's what it is. Yeah, so that's I Prevail. Next up is Black Keys, Let's Rock, released June 28th of 2019. These dudes pump out albums pretty regularly. This is their let's see, they had I guess it's been 5 years since they released the album. Why did I think they had another something else? Nope, that's it. Just that. Okay. Wow, really, that Turn Blue was from 2014, huh? Well, shit. All right. Don't know what I'm talking about, apparently. But Let's Rock is the ninth album from these gentlemen. You could consider them, I mean, I don't think so, if you've ever listened to Black Keys, but it's blues rock, very grungy, garage rock type stuff. But it consists of two dudes that make up the group, and then this is their fourth album with producer Danger Mouse that some people don't like. I actually really, really enjoy what they've done together. Because I think he brings a different pop sensibility to it. If you like Black Keys at all, you should check it out, album out, but you should check out Dan Arbach's solo stuff too. Just a little, not saying you should, he didn't release anything new this year. He had one 2 years ago. He did. It was a really good one. And he probably has something coming up pretty soon. He likes to... he's only done two solo albums. And he's got a couple other bands he's been in as well. That's Black Keys, Let's Rock. Songs for that one. Let me consult my notes. Go... Every Little Thing and Walk Across the Water were the three my three favorite songs off that album. That's Let's Rock by the Black Keys, released on June 28th of 2019. Then we have released on July 19th, 2019, is My Old Heart by one of my favorite comedian musicians, Stephen Lynch. He's amazing. If you've ever listened to Stephen Lynch, he is super hilarious, not for the faint of heart. He is very crude. There's lots of F-bombs and all that fun stuff. The good things. This album and the last album before it, Lion, both tremendous, tremendous song or albums. But he has a cool thing that he started with Lion last 7 years ago. And, of course, this one, My Old Heart, where he releases a studio version and then he has a live version that have essentially the same exact songs. Sometimes they're a little out of order. He does skip some things that are sometimes he has skits. That he'll leave off of the live ones, but for the most part, it's the whole album live. He plays in front of an audience, which in a way is actually how I prefer it. Gives a it's a certain element to it, but he has this tendency when he's performing live to embellish certain things, and he goes off tangents and does things like that, and it's pretty hilarious. It's pretty goddamn hilarious, if you ask me. Standout songs from this would be probably Cocaine, A Birthday Song for You, Omaha would be the three. My Old Heart's really good too, but those would be my three picks. Cocaine, A Birthday Song for You, and Omaha, I think will be my choices for that album. But that's My Old Heart by Stephen Lynch, released on July 19th of 2019. Next up is Night Riots, released New State of Mind on July 26th of this year. They Night Riots is one of my favorite newer bands. I've only been around, well, I mean, well, I should say around enough, most people will hear them, since about 2013, 2015. I discovered them, or found them, I don't know why I say I discovered them, but I basically heard them for the first time when Matt and I went to Chicago in 2016 for Riot Fest. We saw them, both of us had heard some of their songs because Matt made this big old long playlist of pretty much every band that we were going to go see. He threw some other ones in there that were good too. And I was like, oh, I remember this. And then like, I remember these guys. I liked them a lot. And then we saw them and they were tremendous. They, young guys from, San Luis Obispo. Yep. California, Northern California, have a 80s style, aesthetic to their music. They're amazing dudes. They're met a couple times at different shows. They're really nice, all around rad dudes. But they are, the album is, all their albums are fantastic. New State of Mind, for the top, my top threes would be Loyal to the Game, Tokyo Diamond Eyes, and probably On the Line or In the City. I think On the Line, though, would be my third one. Super tremendous. And if you check them out, you check all their albums out, you can listen to all of, I believe, on iTunes, they have, on iTunes and all streaming services, I believe, you can get Howl, which is their, I would say label debut, not self-released stuff. Then you can get Love Gloom, which is their first label released full-length album, and then of course the newest one, New State of Mind, released on July 26, 2019, so you should check them out. They're awesome. Next up is Frank Turner. Frank Turner released an album called No Man's Land on August 16th of 2019. And this one is a concept album as well as just a kind of a departure from his current stuff and a return to his earlier stuff. What I'm saying is basically his last couple albums were more of an indie pop stuff. This is going back to like the folk music that a lot of people know him for. And this one's cool. So this is a concept album, like I said. It's basically all about songs written about women who have are fascinating women, as he put it, whose lives are overlooked due to their gender. So it's a celebration of women. That's why it's called No Man's Land. I don't know why he decided to go that way, but that's what he decided on. I'm not gonna, you know, tell him otherwise or kind of figure out why, but that's what he did. And I think the album's really good. To me, so my top three songs would be the first single he actually released, called Sister Rosita. Probably I Believe You, William Blake, and I'd probably say Eye of the Day would be my other favorite one on there. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, that's Frank Turner's No Man's Land, released on August 16th, 2019. Next up, released the is it the September? Am I into September? Ah, yeah, sure, why not? December 20th of 2019 is Blink-182 released Nine, their second studio album featuring well, not featuring, but including the addition of Matt. So, I mean, I'm not going to go on the whole thing, but Matt Skiba from of Alkaline Trio fame, one of my favorite bands, joined in as vocals and guitars on this album. I think he's more, I would say he's probably more noticeable on this album than he was previously, because he was there during for the whole thing with California. He came in after the fact. I believe he recorded some stuff on it, but otherwise, I mean, he wrote a lot of the songs that are on this album, and he sings a lot of the songs that are on this album, not just backup vocals, but leading vocals on a bunch of them as well. It's a really fun album, really well done, exceedingly. I mean, if you like Blink 182, especially the more modern stuff they do, Nine's gonna fit right into your liking of their stuff, because I think it fits in with all their best stuff. But it's a tremendous album to have as well. Yeah, that's it. So my three song picks for this album would be Happy Days, probably gonna be Blame It On My Youth is a really good one. I believe that was one of their singles too. And I Really Wish I Hated You was the other one. Also, I think one of their singles from that album as well. Was it Dark Side I Like? Not Happy Days. Is it Dark Side? Dark Side. Not Happy Days. Dark Side, Blame My Youth, and I Really Wish I Hated You, as well as Generation Divide is really good too. But so not Happy Days. So Dark Side, Blame It On My Youth, and I Really Wish I Hated You were my three top picks for Blink-182's album 9. Tremendous album. I believe it was very well done. I like the addition of Matt Skiba in there. I think he's fantastic, and I've always enjoyed him quite a bit, because I like Alkaline Trio. But yeah, that was it for that one. Next up is a small band from Canada. The rock is an alternative rock band from Canada, titled Selfish Things. They released Logos, their newest full length album. Actually, it might be their second full length album. No, first full length album, because they had two EPs before that. But Logos is their new one, and it is fucking so good. They are super. They're an alternative band. I don't know how to. I don't like labeling them other than just saying they're a rock band. But they're the aggression, I guess, the emotion you can feel in the songs is tremendous. The whole album is that way. Even their last EP was just good, the same way. Actually, all of their stuff's good, but those are the two I can think of that are kind of like they really go well together. So on this one, I like Blood. There was Torn, and I want to say it's Flood. Yeah, Blood, Flood, and Torn. Those were my three favorite songs off that album. Tremendous album in general, but those are my three favorite ones. That Selfish Things album Logos, released September 20th, 2019. Yeah, same day as Blink-182's 9. Next up is an album from City in Color, who is Dallas Green. Is the guy, he's the everything about this album. His album A Pill of Loneliness, tremendous album. It's a rock album, but it's more of a singer songwriter ish thing. I don't know how else to put it. It's just a so good. It's a the album is he always releases really good albums, but this one was really solidly done. The songs are, well, of the, I guess actually, oh wow, I just looked at that. All three? No, Strangers is not that long. So my picks for songs would be Strangers, Imagination, and Astronaut would be my three songs I've picked on those. I was going to say, they think they're all the super longest songs, but they're not. Because Strangers is only 4 minutes. The other ones are plus 5 minutes or more. The War Years was a really good song too, but it's not the one I picked. Strangers is my favorite song on there. Like I said, Astronaut and Imagination were the other ones. So that City in Color's A Pill of Loneliness. So good. Enough. It's a really good album just to kind of listen to and chill. Because it's very relaxing, very powerful, and it's just a really, really great fucking song or album. Next up would be Bayside, their album. I want to say, okay, I think it's pronounced Introbang. I believe is how you pronounce it. Introbang. Which, like, I didn't know what it was. It's a symbol, a fused ! And ! I didn't know this was a thing. I just thought it was a weird name, and then I looked up, like, why? What is this? It's basically punctuation mark used in various written languages and intended to combine the functions of the question mark or interrogative point and the exclamation mark or exclamation point, known as the jargon something or other. I can't remember what it is. A bunch of like programming nonsense. But anyways, it is literally a fused question mark and exclamation mark. Why they chose that, I don't fucking know, for whatever reason, it's the album's goddamn amazing, just like the last album they did, I would say it's definitely a return to some of their more rock, more heavy punk. Pop punk, really, tones, faster chords, heavier bass notes in it, snappier drums, and if you ask me, it's just phenomenal. Anthony, I want to say his last name is Ranieri. I think that's pronounced right. Anthony Ranieri. Anyways, the lead singer, I think his vocals are outstanding in everything. But the way he sings the lyrics is just very, he flows very well. And it's just, I mean, it's such a really good album. But anyways, so my three picks for this album would be Prayers, Medication, and Bury Me, probably. Yeah, I think those are my favorite ones. Prayers, Bury Me, and is it Medication? Yeah, Medication would be, yeah, that'd be the one. Yeah, those three. So Prayers, Bury Me, and Medication would be my choices from that particular album. That's Bayside's intro bang. I don't know. It's a weird ass fucking symbol, but it's the new album and it's fantastic. Released October 4th of this year. You should check it out because it's a really good album. You should listen to Vacancy, their album before this, because that one's a really personal album, and it's really good as well. But we're not talking about that one because that's from 2016. Anyhow, so that's that one. Next up is Dead South, their newest album, Sugar and Joy, released October 11th, 2019. They are a bluegrass band from Canada. They are fucking awesome. I love them so much. And I really wish I would have seen them when they were here, but timing did not work out for me. This album is really good. I didn't really like their last album, Illusions of and Doubt. It was good, but it wasn't as good as their first one, Good Company, which is close to being a perfect album. Because I don't think you can have a perfect album. I'll throw that phrase around. I don't think anything can be a perfect album, but this one's goddamn close, like many. Good Company was. And Sugar and Joy is actually a really good album as well. Tremendous songs. Excellent pacing in this album, which is really weird to say, because it's an album you can skip wherever you want. But if you listen from start to end, it's just a solidly made album. Like I said, the pacing is fantastic. There's no real lulls in it. It's very well done. There's some slower songs, but they're nothing that's going to be like, oh, I'm going to skip this one. It's just so good. Like, so good. But yeah, you should check it out. My three picks for it would be Diamond Ring, Black Lung, and Broken Cowboy. All three of his songs are so good. The video for Diamond Ring is fucking weird. Because it features the four members of the band in this very weird pokery situation. I don't know, it's very weird to say, but tremendous fucking album. I love it. So good. Next up is War Music by Refused, one of my all-time favorite bands, so much so that they have their name tattooed on my arm. This is their fifth studio album. It's released October 18th, 2019. And it's a very big return, very big, I don't want to say departure, but definitely a return to a lot of their origin and their very, very hardcore tones that they used to use, and very, I think I read somewhere someone referred to as violent passages of raw guitar, and it is. It's very, very, very heavy, very much like their hardcore roots with stuff before Shape of Punk to Come, because that kind of changed their sound a little bit, even though it's like my favorite album of theirs. It has a bunch of my favorite songs, but two of my all-time favorite songs on that album. But yeah, it's a tremendous goddamn album. listened to a lot of that album, but I would say Blood Red, Violent Reaction, and probably Death in Venice would be my three picks for that album. I Want to Watch the World Burn is also a really good one too. An extremely violent sounding song. Those are my picks. Blood Red, Violent Reaction, and Death in Venice. I'm not too sure how to pronounce it. It's got umplots or whatever it is above a couple of the A's there, and I don't know how to pronounce that. So, but great, great goddamn album. So good. I'm so glad they released that album. The last album was 4 years ago, 2015, right before I saw them at Riot Fest in 2016 in Chicago, because I saw them there as well. Fantastic. Next up, released literally the same day, I think, October 18th, 2019, is Surviving by Jimmy Eat World. It is their 10th studio album, and it is really good. Very, very solid album. Kind of snuck up. I mean, it's been 3 years since released the album, but I didn't really hear anything about it. And all of a sudden, I saw a post saying, hey, we have a new album coming out. More information soon. And then, bam, October 18th drops. And it was like, okay, well, I'm going to run this on repeat for a while. And it it's a great, great fucking album. The guys are, I mean, they're just as good as they've ever been. I mean, it's just another solid release by them. They keep every 3 to 4 years release a whiz bang of an album, and this is definitely one of them. My three picks for the songs would be All the Way, probably Criminal Energy, and probably Surviving, the title track as well as track number uno on there. Tremendous, tremendous album. Then we have just recently released, well, I don't know actually when was White Bat released, by my boys, He Is Legend. I don't actually know when it was released. It was released this year. I don't know what the hell the day was. I didn't write it down. I guess I should have noted it. I can figure it out, though. No, I don't know what that was. It doesn't matter. I want to say it was like middle of the year? I don't remember. Does it say on here? March 26th. I believe is when it came out. March something? Yeah, I can't remember. Like I said, these aren't in order. I missed a couple because I had to go back and look at all stuff. I had to go back to my download list, which was, woo, puppies, that was a long list. And there's some stuff I forgot in here. Like, I think I forgot, I want to say Norma Jean's album was this year. I didn't look it up, but I think it's on there. I've already been on this for too long, and I've got two more albums after this. But anyways, yeah, White Bat from He Is Legend. It's a metal band, I guess you could really say, very heavy. But my three standout songs are Burn All Your Rock Records, Eye Teeth, which is a very bizarre song name, and then White Bat is the other one. And I have to say, When the Woods Were Young is a really good song too, but it's not one I picked for my favorites on that album. But tremendous album. Next up, an album that was released on, they consider it, I keep forgetting the, I want to say they considered it's a whole length album. I don't know why I couldn't find a whole lot on it on the internet to pull up notes on, but, Spotlight by Mute Math, came out, literally December, I want to say it was just recently, like the 20th or something I'll tell you right now. It was like, no, they're 20. What day was that, man? It was like the week, the day before Christmas or something like that. Like, or not, like the week of Christmas. It was like the 23rd, or it might have been the 24th. Might have been the week before. I can't remember. But anyways, just recently, just came out. Tremendous goddamn album as well. Top three songs: Blood Pressure, Chaos, and probably Typical or Spotlight. Spotlight's a really good song. Odd Soul's really good too. Anyways, they're a rock group. They're jammy. They're so goddamn good. Alternative rock band. But yeah, you should check them out. Mute Math's album Spotlights. So good. Such a good album. And I didn't know it was coming out. Just boom, there it was. And they just released like 2 years ago. They released an album. It was Play Dead was really good. I mean, it was an EP, like, right? Like, they did an EP last year, I want to say. That was really good, too. Voice in the Silence, really good, but whatever. It's a really good album as well. You should check it out. If you haven't heard Mute Math, you should check them out. But if you have, the new album's really good. I highly recommend it. And last but not least, an album that literally just dropped, like on the 27th, a couple days ago. It's another concept album from Bring Me the Horizon, who released a song in January of 2019 as well, called Amo. Another, it was more rock based than this one is, but it was also a concept album, having a lot of themes and conjoining stuff in there. But the new album, which is just referred to as Music to Listen to, but actually has a super long, ridiculous name that I will read off to you right now. It is called Music to Listen to, Dance to, Blaze to, Pray to, Feed to, Sleep to, Talk to, Grind to, Trip to, Breathe to, Help to, Hurt to, Scroll to, Roll to, Love to, Hate to, Learn to, Plot to, Play to, Be to, Feel to, Breed to, Sweat to, Dream to, Hide to, Live to, Die to, and Go to. Wow. That's a really long album title. And fucking shows, because the album is an hour and 16 minutes long. It only has 8 songs on it, but one of them is like 23 minutes. Like, kind of fucking ridiculous. But it's a really good album. It's very fucking weird. It's a lot different than some of their other stuff they've released. But it's really good. I've been listening to it a lot last few days. But yeah, that's almost gonna call it Music to Listen to by Bring Me the Horizon. You hear fireworks and fucking sirens going off behind me. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, this is The Awesome with Cody, and I am Cody. And I always say at the end of these episodes, let's be awesome. And Happy New Year, everybody.